You started intentionally, and mine was just accidental.
No, that was it. That's the misconception. We didn't start this intentionally at all.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, we just turned on a webcam once. We were doing like a Ustream broadcast, just screwing around, just for a goof.
Well, we started the same way then.
How did you get yours on?
I'm kind of a geeky guy, and I was looking at tech, and we were actually up at a Mind States conference, and I'd already produced this Plink and Norte talks at Burning Man, and had them up on the web in little 10-minute increments to keep the file size down. And we're up at this Mind States conference, and a guy comes up to me and says, "Hey, I'm going to start a podcast. Can I use all that stuff you have?" And I said, "Sure, go ahead." I said, "I thought about it too, but I don't have an iPod, so I didn't think so." And he said, "You don't need one. You can do it in your computer." So I waited a couple months, and he never started his podcast. And so I got a hold of him. I said, "Are you still going to do that?" And he said, "No." And I said, "Well, if you don't mind, I'm going to use them." He said, "Well, they're yours." So I did a podcast of a talk I gave first. And then I did one that a friend of mine made of Terrence, the last one actually he gave in Palenque, or next to last. And then I did those two, and I was trying to figure out how the tech worked. And so then I put up my stuff from Palenque Norte, and you know, I was still just playing around with it, and I kind of looked, and there's 10 people, and maybe 20 and 30 was, you know, downloading it, probably my friends. And all of a sudden, I get contacted by this guy, KMO, and I'd been up to maybe 100, you know, downloads, and he said, "Hey, I love your podcast, and these guys over in England doing the Dope Fiend is doing something, and he likes it." And so I started kind of
hooking. What's doing the Dope Fiend?
What's doing the Dope Fiend?
Oh, you don't know about the Dope Fiend?
Oh, you don't know about the Dope Fiend?
No, what is that?
It's a great podcast. It's on the Cannabis Podcast Network. And
Potheads are so hilarious.
You can find it at dopefiend.co.uk. And they're a great podcast. He's got a whole series of podcasts there.
The Cannabis Network. Potheads. But,
yeah, he has some good music shows. In fact, I first found you during my bachelor days on news radio is where I first saw you.
Oh, wow.
And then I was listening to Lefty's Lounge, who's one of the podcasts on the Dope Fiend Network, and he plays music and comedy, and all of a sudden there's some cuts from you, and he says, "Yeah, Joe's got this podcast now," and so that's how I found your podcast, was through theirs.
Oh, that's so cool. I'm not even sure how I found out about yours. It was probably Twitter, someone suggesting it online, or maybe my message board it could have been. I don't really remember who turned me on to it, but it was more than one person, and I think it was probably because, like, I would occasionally post like a clip that someone like on YouTube, mm-hmm. for like a McKenna lecture or something like that, or one of those really cool videos that some people have done. That's the one of the more amazing things about the internet is all these user created videos. Yeah. Like, I just posted one today that someone made. I have no idea who did it, and they did it with things that I said on a podcast, and it's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
They did a fantastic job. It's it's a weird thing where you can, a thing that you put out, all of a sudden it gets caught on by these other people, and then they add all these things to it, music and visuals, right. And it becomes even bigger. Like, some of these McKenna ones were him giving a lecture, but they've put them to visuals and sounds, and they're just amazing, and they're super inspirational.
Oh, yeah. Every week I get links to some graphic artist that says, "Hey, I used a clip from your podcast," and it's just wonderful to see it, because
so cool.
I think the visuals really enhance what Terrence has to say, or anybody has to say, you know. And, you know, I know you've had a lot of people spin off podcasts after listening to you, and a few have done that with me, and some of them haven't stuck around, but like these two guys started a podcast called Black Light in the Attic. Black Light in the Attic. Black Light in the Attic.
Black Light in the Attic. Black Light in the Attic. Black Light in the Attic.
Black Light in the Attic. And it was really cool out of Chicago.
That's a great name.
But what they did is they did a 12-part YouTube video series on how to use Audacity. and it's still the
best thing out there.
So what's Audacity?
Audacity is a free open source sound hardware software. It's a audio multi-track. You can do lots and lots of stuff with it.
Really?
But it's free, open source. It's probably more used in podcasts than anything.
Wow.
And but they did a 12-part YouTube thing, you know. And it's a, and every once in a while I want to learn something new in Audacity, I go to one of those kids' podcasts.
Oh, that's so cool.
So you must do everything yourself then.
You must you edit everything, you put all the clips together.
Yeah, the procedure is
Open your eyes, and open your mind, and you will see. You're visualizing black light. It's coming from an attic. Inside, you find Cody and Sancho. And they are finding the others.
So just ignore that thing. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
Yeah. Don't worry about the thing. It won't do anything. Here. But see, this is where I'm gonna do first. Here, check this out.
Lorenzo Haggerty, who is that?
That's my buddy. It's fucking, he did it in two parts. Dude, what the fuck?
Why don't you just go YouTube?
Why is it, well, that's kind of what I want, but I'm trying to figure out, is it the number of, where's part one?
It's in the very beginning.
Yeah, it's in part one.
It's like 20 minutes in, I think, something like that.
Okay, well, we'll find it.
That thing plugged in. That thing that you recorded from the Rogan thing, you can cut that up and put shit where you want it, right?
I can do anything I fucking want, Mike.
Okay.
That's the fucking beauty of this shit.
Okay, just making sure.
We can do anything we fucking want.
Okay.
So yeah, but yeah, we'll use...
Just be glad to be here.
Black Light in the Attic.
I think I'll build it in like the classic Bleeda like format, right? Do you know what I'm talking about? Like the classic format is this, like when Sancho and I first started Black Light in the Attic, like we met up at Bandito Barney's, believe it or not, and talked about it, and I was like, all right, yeah, we're gonna do this. And we're kind of
just, when you were living with or you were at your grandma's.
Yeah, well, because I was living in the attic.
Yeah, in the attic.
Yeah. And then I said, well, if we're gonna do this, then, you know, we need to have a format. Like, this is the way the show goes. Like, it does this, and then it does this, and then we do this, and then, you know? Right. And so, like, we need to start every show essentially the same and end every show the same. But I didn't want to make it, like, literally the same, like, the exact same clip.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, whatever. Like, but we wanted it to, like, progress the same, if that makes sense. So, like, the format, basically what I'm getting at is the format that Sancho and I think we decided on it, actually at the bar that day. The format is supposed to be some sort of goofy ass clip, like funny clip or interesting like clip teaser sort of thing. And then like I fuck with it, like cut it up or whatever, add effects and make it like more interesting, you know what I mean?
Right.
Make it tripped out and shit, you know, and then after like the clip is done playing, there's like either like a pause or like it goes right into it. But regardless, after the clip, we play the intro music. So like there's like some sort of,
so some funny intro, then the intro music, and
right,
then you start the podcast.
Right,
and
yeah. So it goes like funny clip, intro music, and then the intro music has a sonar sound. It's like, you know?
I vaguely remember that.
Well, you know what sonar sounds like,
yeah,
right? Like, yeah, whatever the fuck.
Fucking
so, like, that's like
Hunts for the Red October.
Right.
Fucking.
Sancho made the intro song, but he uses that noise, and that's like the first noise in the intro. So, like, stupid ass beer.
Yeah, right. Be a real man. Drink a fucking old style.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You gotta put that thing, you gotta angle it up. It's like too tilted down.
It's gonna get squeaky.
It's fine. But yeah, you wanna like, yeah, you don't wanna, yeah, like, it's gotta be pointed at your mouth.
That's what she said.
Like, even mine, yeah, even mine's like a little.
Dude, it's big and black. It droops a little bit, you know?
Oh my god, dude. Regardless, you know.
But that sounds good.
Yeah. But the point of the whole thing, what I was getting at, though, was that
you have a format of how you it goes.
Right. So all we're doing here with this is just initiating that format, and we're going to make it real short, and people have no idea who the fuck you are.
Right. I like that.
You, I mean, whatever.
Whatever.
There was always an element.
With Craig,
yeah,
I wasn't allowed there at first.
Well, yeah, because you and Craig had beef or whatever,
yeah,
right?
He stuck his toothbrush in my ass, and then I put it back in his fucking his medicine cabinet and let him use it for a couple of weeks until I told him about
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
fuck that whole situation. Blacklight in the Attic was the only good thing about that whole period of my life, pretty much. I mean, and being an ice cream man, because that was tight. I didn't realize it at the time. But those are like the fucking golden years of my fucking existence on this planet. Like those years when I was like super poor, didn't have a real, real job for a while, just making podcasts,
single,
and fucking single.
No kids.
Yeah, no kids, single, fucking getting shit faced. I'm still smoking.
Driving ice cream around.
Yeah, man.
Don't think about all those things you feel. Just be glad to be here. Don't think about all those things you feel.
Looking for Sancho.
This is Cody.
Subscriptions or anything like that, but like
yeah.
In Podomatic there's like other podcasters, like other podcast accounts as opposed to like people that just like go to Podomatic, you know, you know, and listen to shit. If you're a podcaster, you connect with other podcasters and they call that like friends, and one of our like seven friends, because like nobody uses it, is Jan Irving. Dude, I hope that fucking pussy listens to this like 5 minute podcast just so I can know that he heard me talk shit about his dumb fucking ass, dude.
Who the fuck is Jan Irving?
Dude, he's some fucking loser who doesn't think dinosaurs fucking existed millions of years ago. And that's all you fucking need to know after that. I mean,
he's twice as crazy as he was a couple of years ago when he banned me from the stage.
This isn't where your mind walks.